Today is September 9th, 2026. This is your FinTech briefing for Solopreneur. In the next 8 to 9 minutes, we'll cover Google's agent payment stack pulling ahead after OpenAI and Stripe quietly killed their own in-app checkout, Opendoor's brutal quarter from its no-markup lending bet, and the tax and regulatory noise that's about to raise your infrastructure costs, whether you notice it or not. Here's the number that got my attention this week, 60. That's how many payment partners are now confirmed on Google's AP2 protocol, MasterCard, Amex, PayPal, Coinbase, Stripe, all of them. Meanwhile, A2A, the agent-to-agent communication layer underneath it, just got donated to the Linux Foundation and picked up more than 150 supporting organizations. That's not a pilot program, that's a land grab, and Google's winning it. Why should a solo operator care? Because OpenAI and Stripe tried to build a competing checkout flow late last year, shipped it, and then quietly retired the in-app piece a few months later. They're now just redirecting users out to third-party retail apps instead. Building on that, if two of the best-funded companies in the space couldn't make their own checkout stick, that tells you the smart money is not betting on custom payment rails anymore. It's betting on plugging into whatever Google's building. The same way most of us plug into Stripe instead of writing our own payment processor. Practical move here isn't to rebuild your checkout. It's to go look at AP2's mandate architecture. These are cryptographically signed permissions that let an AI agent transact on a customer's behalf with spending limits baked in. If you sell anything that could eventually be bought by an AI shopping agent, you want to understand this now, even just as a read-only pilot. More importantly, do not route real customer payment data through it yet. None of the compliance paperwork, PCI, SOC2, has been independently confirmed by the partners named. Kick the tires. Don't bet the business. Now let's talk about a cautionary tale, because this one's a gift if you're running lean. Opendoor Home Loans just posted a net loss of $162 million for the second quarter of 2026, up from a $29 million loss a year earlier. Revenue fell 44% year over year, from $1.567 billion down to $883 million. Their whole pitch was a no-markup mortgage. They were locking rates at 4.99%, while the average conventional 30-year was sitting at 7.01%. That's a loss leader strategy, stretched about as thin as it can go. Here's the lesson for anyone running promos or underpricing to win market share. That gap between 4.99% and 7.01% isn't marketing spend, it's margin you're eating every single day a loan is on the books. If you're using discounting as a growth engine, model the actual dollar cost per customer acquired, not just the conversion lift. A cheap price that wins the click but loses money on every transaction is not a growth strategy, it's a countdown clock. More importantly, look at where the real opportunity is hiding in that same market. Optimal Blue's August data shows total lending volume down 9% month over month, but non-QM and DSCR loans, that's lending to self-employed people and real estate investors based on cash flow, not W-2 income, now make up more than 11% of production, up 3 percentage points from last year. Translation: the commoditized 30-year fixed product is getting squeezed, but the underserved niche, serving people like most of us, actually self-employed and irregular income, is growing. If you're building anything adjacent to lending or credit tools for freelancers and small business owners, that's your wedge, not the mass market product everyone else is fighting over. One more thing worth 2 minutes of your attention: cost pressure that's coming for your cloud bill. Senator Wyden has proposed a federal excise tax on data center revenue, paired with stripping out state tax breaks that currently exist in 40 states. Texas's own attorney general is pushing to repeal that state's data center tax break too. The Washington Post counted 375 state-level data center bills filed in 2025 alone, more than the previous 3 years combined. None of this hits you directly tomorrow. But if you're on any cloud platform, colocation deal, or even a SaaS tool whose pricing depends on compute costs, Build a line item in your budget for price increases over the next 12 to 18 months. Lock in longer contracts now if you can, because the tax and incentive landscape underneath your vendors is about to get noisy. And if you're processing any sensitive customer data, KYC documents, ID verification, anything with PII, there's a genuinely useful option worth testing. Alibaba's Qwen model, the 27 billion parameter version, runs on-device and under 20 gigabytes of memory using free quantized builds. It's open license, so you're not creating a new third-party data processor just to run verification checks. For a solo operator worried about compliance exposure, that's real money and real risk avoided, not just a shiny toy. Here's your quick win before you close the laptop today. Pull up your current vendor contracts, cloud hosting, any AI API you're paying for, any payment processor, and check for price lock language and renewal dates in the next 12 months. If you don't have any rate protection built in, email your representative today and ask for a locked rate through at least mid-2027. Takes 15 minutes, and given what's coming on the tax side, it could save you real money before anyone else even notices the shift. And after it, we'll talk tomorrow. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.